1856.
And let's see, education?
Well, he went to school at Otterville, but how far he went, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And his travel?
Yes, he loved to travel. He'd been to Washington and Oregon and Idaho and California.
He was quite a character.
He and I were a mutual admiration society.
Oh, you knew him, huh?
He's the one that reared me, he and his wife.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Yes, heavens yes.
Gosh. He want to know what I call my grandfather. I said, Billy. Uh-huh. But nobody else knew it, too. His name was Edward.
Edward?
Mm-hmm.
That's like greasy and greasy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You say greasy, greasy, and I say greasy. This marks me as coming from up that away.
Well, just think of hog bristles and you'll have it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Let's see. Anything else I should know here? When did he come down here?
1902. There was this place out here that had somebody drawn. And they didn't want to finish proving up or something, so he paid a little bit of nothing and got it.
Hmm.
It's one of those best Tipton farms.
Boy. I guess that was real luck to get something like that.
Mm-hmm. I forgot, and he swapped. He just loved swap. They said he used to swap every year to see how much he made. And then he got down here, and my grandmother was tired of moving, and she said, now this is it.
We're not going to swap anymore. Well, I could do it the other way. I could swap to get poor. How about your father's mother?
Well, that's the one that reared me, my grandmother. She was born in Washington, D.C. in 1864.
They shot cannon to celebrate, huh?
Well, her father was working for Lincoln. They had been boyhood friends in Illinois. We have a family treasure picture of Lincoln that he had given her himself.
Hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Probably could get quite a bit from a collector, but we've never...
Well, there's this much about
tried
it.
To par with it or
now,
anything.
You can get more later. I don't think they'll make more. And let's see, education?
I don't know how far. She went to a grade school at Otterville. See, she was 8 years younger than he was. And then she went to a Lutheran school in the community they lived. And, of course, she didn't go on and finish.
What was her name?
Willia Etta Norton. W-I-L-L-I-A, our oldest little girl's name for her.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And, let's see, anything else? Travel?
She went with my grandpa. She liked to go, too.
What did they do, go out there on the train?
Yeah, they went on the train, then they took one of those ocean cruises, you know, through Puget Sound up down the coast.
My goodness. How about your mother?
She was born in Illinois.
Do you know where?
Greenville? No. Was it Greenville? No, that's not the name of it. Mm.
Southern Illinois?
I don't know. I've heard the name of the place, but I can't remember.
There is a green. I can't think of the green now.
There is Greenville, but that isn't the name of it.
When was she born?
1890.
Mm-hmm. Education?
Well, I don't know how far she went. Anyway, she taught school. She had a teacher certificate and taught music. Mm-hmm. And also.
And let's see. When did she come down to? Or, well, how did she meet your father?